This program is a production of the Credit Valley Hospital in Mississauga, Canada. For more health information, visit our website at cvh.on.ca.
Hi, my name is Elisa Rink. I'm one of the oncology and palliative care social workers at the Carlo Fidani Peel Regional Cancer Center here at the Credit Valley Hospital. Today I want to talk to you about government and community supports that may be helpful to people who've been diagnosed with cancer and live in Ontario. Wondering where one's money will come from is a common question that people face when diagnosed with cancer. In this podcast, I want to discuss some of the government programs that may be available to you here in Canada. A social worker may be able to help you with making an application to any of the following programs I'm going to talk about. The government has both contribution-based and asset-based programs, and I'll explain just briefly what that means. Contribution-based programs are ones that you would have paid into, for example, Canada Pension Plan and Employment Insurance. Let's first talk about the Canada Pension Plan. Typically, one thinks of the Canada Pension Plan for retirement, and if you're 60 or older, you may want to consider applying for the Canada Pension Plan retirement benefits. However, if you're under 65 and you've paid into CPP, you may want to apply for CPP disability benefits. You will be required to submit an application with your personal information, including some work history. As well, you will need to have some medical confirmation that your illness is severe and prolonged. In other words, the government expects that you'll require at least a year away from work. So let's move on to employment insurance. There are three different types of employment insurance for which you may want to qualify. First, regular employment insurance. Second, sickness benefits. And thirdly, compassionate care benefits. So regular employment insurance can be received for up to 52 weeks and is for people who have been let go from their job but are physically able to work. Sickness benefits can be received for up to 15 weeks and are for people who have medical reasons that prevent them from working. Compassionate care benefits can be received for up to 6 weeks and are for family members or friends to take time off work to care for somebody who's in the final months of their life. When you're receiving employment insurance, or you may hear about it being referred to as EI, you are entitled to up to 55% of your regular pay to a maximum of approximately $400 per week. In order to qualify, you would have to work a minimum of about 600 hours over the last year and contributed to EI. If you think you might be entitled to benefits through EI, you can apply online or pick up an application at the nearest Service Canada office. If you have any questions, please contact the oncology social worker. It's not uncommon for people to experience a wait in their processing of the application, and there also may be a 2-week unpaid period before you begin to receive EI assistance. So let's move on to talk about asset-based programs, which are basically programs that require you to have a limited income and limited assets for you to qualify. There are two programs, Ontario Works and Ontario Disability Support Program. Ontario Works, which is sometimes called social assistance or used to be called welfare. If you meet the financial criteria, you may be able to get assistance with shelter, food, transportation, medication, and equipment costs, which are all really important things to have. If there is one member of the family that has a medically confirmed illness and functional impairment, they may qualify for the Ontario Disability Support Program, which would likely provide more financial assistance than Ontario Works to manage monthly costs. Typically, people first apply to Ontario Works as it's quicker, and you may be referred to later on to the Ontario Disability Support Program if it's appropriate. So we've talked about government programs, but there's also a few community groups that offer some financial assistance that you may want to know about. First, the Cancer Recovery Foundation assists with payments of utilities, mortgage or rent, and telephone bills that are past due. Applications can be made for up to $1,000 per year through a social worker or nurse. Another organization that you may want to be aware of is Cottage Dreams. And they offer recent cancer survivors the opportunity to spend a week at a private donated cottage to reconnect and to get your energy back with family and friends after finishing treatment. You can contact them at www.cottagedreams.org or contact the oncology social worker for assistance. Finally, the Kelly Shires Breast Cancer Foundation provides direct financial assistance to people who have been recently diagnosed with breast cancer. This foundation typically assists with the costs a person has incurred as a result of the cancer diagnosis and treatment. For example, hospital parking, transportation, wigs, a prosthesis, groceries, special bras, hats, herbal vitamins and supplements, even mortgage or rent. You can contact the Kelly Shires Foundation directly via their website at www.breastcancersnowrun.org or contact your oncology social worker. So if you'd like more information about anything that we just talked about, please click on the handout entitled Money Matters. If you require information in your area, please speak with your oncology team. Thanks for listening. I'm Elisa Rink, oncology and palliative care social worker at the Carlo Fidani Peel Regional Cancer Center here in Mississauga.
This podcast is not a substitute for professional medical advice. For more information, talk to your doctor or visit cvh.on.ca.